Today, household stress. You asked, we answered. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Now, in yesterday's show, I gave you a rundown on our modelling, the household financial stress, and also signalled that I would be coming on with a live stream on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Sydney to look at specific postcodes. And I suggested that if you were interested in specific postcodes, you could drop them in the chat. Well, I got an avalanche. So rather than not being able to cover them all in the live show, what I'm doing today is making an additional show. And what I'm going to do is to walk through some of the postcodes that I received specifically on the YouTube chat over the last day or so. So the first request comes for postcode 3912. And here is 3912, which is Somerville in the district of Melbourne, of course, and it's on the Mornington Peninsula. So you can see here that we've got just over 5,900 households in that particular area. We have more than 55% borrowing, 15% renting, and 29% own outright. Looking at the stress information, mortgage stress is actually quite low at 14.3% or 467 households. But a lot of the renters are in rental stress. Remember, we're looking in cash flow terms. There's a little bit of stressed investor as well. But overall, household financial stress is relatively low in the postcode at 27%. Now, if we look at the mix of properties, 85% are houses, and there are a small number of units and other types of property there. The people ratio is on the high side. This is indicating families rather than individuals. And the vacancy rates were pretty low. Looking at the gross investment yield, you can see there that it was at 3.5%, and the net investment yield is just minus 0.4%, so it's negative. And you'll see that's quite often the case in Melbourne property at the moment. Now, the average taxable income, according to the ATO, was just over $75,000. And the average taxable income at a household level, according to the latest census, was $95,000. That translates to a disposable monthly income of around $5,600, with around 40% going on the typical mortgage. That's more than $2,275 a month. And the typical rent at 33%, or $1,899 a month. The other thing we can look at is the scenarios for home price movements. As I explained yesterday, we look at three scenarios, the best, the base, and the worst case, both for units and houses. And the best case scenario, if everything goes really well, would be to see a very small rise over the next 12 months of under 2% for houses and slightly less for units. Over the next 3 years, in that scenario, a small positive movement of about 4.6% cumulative over 3 years. On the other hand, if the worst case scenario plays out, we could see quite a reasonable fall next year and the year after, giving a 36% fall over 3 years. That's for houses, 31% for units. The base case, which is my most realistic view of what's likely to happen, is a fall of about 4% this year and further falls over the next 2 years. Now, the next request I have is for postcode 4868. And 4868 is in Queensland, of course, in the Cairns area, and includes Warree. And here we have about 8,600 households, of which 25% own outright, 41.7% are borrowing, and about 33% are renting. Looking at the housing mix, about 82% are houses, 8.2% are units, and about 9.6% are other types of property, including over retail. The people ratio is 2.42, so again, that indicates households rather than individuals. The vacancy rate is at 5.9%, according to the census. That's quite high, and that could well be some Airbnb and holiday accommodation there. Gross investment yield is 4.3%. The net investment yield is 0.3%. And looking at the average taxable income, according to the ATO, it was $68,400. According to the census at a household level, it was $80,000. And the difference between the two is the difference between individuals and, of course, households, where multiple incomes are often counted. Looking at the disposable monthly income, typically around $5,200, with 34.7% or $1,820 going on the typical mortgage, and 33% at $1,745 going on the typical rent. And looking at the stress information, 44% are in mortgage stress, 43% are in rental stress, overall financial stress is 35%, so it's high but not as high as some areas. And from a scenario perspective, well, in the best case scenario, we could see both houses and units rising, maybe between 6 and 7% over the next 12 months. Whereas in the worst case scenario, it could fall about 3% or so over the next 12 months. Now, the base case is my best estimate of what's likely to happen. And this is a cumulative view. So a rise over the next 12 months, a bit of a fall, and then a small fall the following year. So up 1.4% overall. Now, MD, a little cheeky there, adding 4 on the list, but I'm happy to oblige in this recorded show. So the first one is Campbelltown, which is 2560. And here you can see that we've got 29,500 households. 41% are mortgaged, 37% are renting. Mortgage stress is very high. Pretty much everybody's got a cash flow issue. And the rental stress is also high in the area. So overall financial stress is very high at more than 84%. Now looking at the story of the property mix, 78% of houses, 10% of units, and 11% are other types of property. People ratio is 2.64, so again, that's families rather than individuals. The vacancy rate's over 5% based on the census. Gross investment yield is 3.4% positive, but the net investment yield is negative, minus 0.3%. Looking at the taxable income, $69,000 for the ATO reported individual. Household slightly higher at $83,000. And that gives a disposable monthly of around $5,100, with 46% going on the mortgage and 36% going on the typical rent. Looking at the price scenarios, given the stress levels there, well, even in the best case scenario, there's only a small rise over the next 12 months. And over 3 years, a cumulative rise of about 2% or 2.5%. The base case is a fall of 5% this year and continuing over the next couple of years. And the worst case would be a more significant fall. And of course, the stress levels are very much connected to the mortgage problem, and prices are dynamically connected to stress levels. Now, MD also asked for Bundaberg. That's 4670. And in 4670, we have 34,700 households, with 32% borrowing and 30% renting. Mortgage stress levels are lower, 29% of mortgage-stressed borrowers, but 76% of rental stress. Overall financial stress, 38%. Looking at the property mix, 83% are actually houses and the rest are units or other types of accommodation. The people ratio is a little low at 2.1. And the vacancy rate was higher at 8.4%, which may suggest some holiday accommodation in the area. Gross investment yield is 4.6%. The net investment yield is 0.8% positive. And looking at the taxable income, it's $70,000 on the individual, according to the ATO, or 62,000 based on the household census data. And looking at the disposable monthly income, it's around $3,900, with 39.5% going on the typical mortgage, $1,560, and the typical rent at 36%, or $1,420. And looking at the price scenarios based on our modelling, well, the best case scenario would be a rise of 6% over the next 12 months and cumulatively 17% over the next 3 years. On the worst case scenario, a fall of 5% over the next 12 months and 23% over 3 years. The base case, which is my most likely outcome, is a small rise over the next 12 months and then a fall which continues the following year. Now, MD also asked for postcode 2478. 2478 is up in Lennox Head on the North Coast. And there we have 13,500 households with 30% borrowing, 29% renting. 23% are in mortgage stress. There is some rental stress, which is quite high at 81%. And overall financial stress is at 37%. 66% are houses, 6% are units, and 27% are other types of property. And that can include standalone small units as well as those in retail centres. The people ratio is 2.14%. And the vacancy rate 7.6%, possibly suggesting Airbnb and holiday accommodation and second homes. The gross investment yield is 3.5%, the net investment yield is minus 0.6%. The average taxable income is 72,000 according to the ATO and 72,000 according to the census. And that gives a disposable monthly income around $4,400 with 53.6% going on the typical mortgage at $2,400 and 47.8% or $2,142 going on the typical rent. And looking at the scenarios, the best case scenarios would be around 4% over the next 12 months and cumulatively 14% over 3 years. The worst case will be a fall of 6.7% and continued falls over the next couple of years. The base case, which is my most likely outcome, is a small fall this year, down 1.2%, and further falls over the next 2 years. And the final one you asked for was 2487. So Kingscliff, which is on the North Coast again, just over 6,000 households with 31% borrowing and 25% renting. Mortgage stress is relatively low at 31 and 38% for mortgage and rental stress. 63% of houses, quite a few units and other types of property in the area. People ratio is just over 2, but the vacancy rate is very high at 14.4, again suggesting Airbnb, second homes and holiday lets. Gross investment yield is 3.3%, but the net investment yield is minus 0.4%. The ATO reports average taxable income at $85,000 and the average household census income at $80,000. That translates to a disposable monthly of around $4,800 with 54.9% going on the typical mortgage at $2,676 and 49% going on the typical rent at $2,392. And looking at the scenarios, the best case scenario would be a rise of 5% or so over the next 12 months, and a continued rise up to 17% over 3 years. The worst case will be a fall of 5% and a cumulative fall of 23% over 3 years. And the base case, pretty much flat this year and small fall next year and a small rise the following year to give a net fall of 1.5%. The next request I had was for 6149. Which is in Bull Creek in the area of southwest Perth. And here We have just over 7,000 households. 42% earn outright, 42% are borrowing, and 15% are renting. The mortgage stress levels are unfortunately quite high. We're not seeing much rental stress coming through at the moment. So overall financial stress is 42%. Looking at the property mix, 87% of houses, there are some units and other types of property there. People ratio is quite high, suggesting families rather than individuals. Vacancy rates at 5.7%. And I don't have any information on investment property in the area, so I can't give you a gross or net investment yield. Looking at the taxable income, just over 90,000 on the ATO, 112,000 from the census. That gives a disposable monthly of 4,868, with 53.4% going on the typical mortgage at $2,600, and 44% going on the typical rent at $2,142. So the next one on the list is postcode 3842, which is Churchill in Victoria in the Latrobe Valley. And here we have just over 2,000 households in the area, with 35% owning outright, 34% borrowing, and 30% renting. The mortgage stress is actually quite high, 77% for mortgages, and pretty much everybody with rents struggling, giving households in financial stress at 62.5%. 96% are houses, and the people ratio is 2.15%. The vacancy rate's quite high at 7.8%. Gross investment yield is 3.3%. The net investment yield is minus 0.6%. And this is one of the reasons why quite a few investors in the area are perhaps thinking of selling. The ATO says the taxable income is $67,000 and $57,000 for the household census. The disposed monthly income is around $3,800, with 30.9% going on the typical mortgage at $1,196 and renting at 29.6% or $1,147. And looking at the scenarios, well, unfortunately, even in the best case scenario, we are expecting small falls in prices over the next 3 years. Not dramatic, but small. If the worst case scenario were to come through, though, then the falls would be much more significant. Okay, the next one is 3799. So this is in Warburton in Victoria, and it's in the Yarra Ranges. And here we have 2,400 households with 34% owning outright, 51% borrowing, and 13.7% renting. We can see that the stress levels are quite high at 78.9% for mortgage stress and 80% for rental stress. Overall financial stress above 50%. 98% of houses, very small number of units. The people ratio is somewhat lower, so I suggest that it could include a number of single occupancy houses. The vacancy rate is extremely high, so it could possibly also mean that this is an area where second homes and holiday homes are in existence. Gross investment yield 3.3%, net investment yield positive but only 0.1%. Average taxable according to the ATO 64,000, from the census 63,000, so pretty close. Gives a disposable monthly income around $3,713, with 45% going on the mortgage at $1,694 and 40% going on the rent at $1,495. And looking at the scenarios, well, in the best case scenario, prices would pretty much hold their current levels this year, but fall over the next couple of years. And in the worst case scenario, a more significant fall. Even in the base case scenario, we're looking at a fall of around 19% over 3 years. Okay, the next one I've been asked for is 6072. And that's Mahogany Creek in the district of Stirling, in the northeast of Perth. Now, I must point out that this has a low count indicator, meaning that the information may not be totally accurate. But nevertheless, we have high borrowing at 60%, and we have a small amount of renting. The stress levels in the rental sector is pretty high, but no mortgage stress is showing. Mostly houses at 97.7%. The people ratio is 2.46%, so that's households. Vacancy rates 5.4%. I suggest this could be one of those emerging suburbs. Maybe a lot of home and land packages being erected. The gross investment yield is 5. The net investment yield is flat. And the average taxable is 84,000 according to the ATO, 112,000 according to the census. That gives us a disposable monthly income around 5,950, with 40.3% going on the typical mortgage at $2,400 and 29.3% or $1,745 a month going on the typical rent. And looking at the scenarios ahead, well, on the best case scenario, we could see significant rises over the next 3 years with 23%. On the worst case scenario, a bit of a fall, down 17%. And my base case is, for houses, a rise of 2.4% over the next 12 months, a bit of a fall, and then a bit of a rise in the third year. The next one is postcode 4178. And postcode 4178 is in the Brisbane and Moreton district, and it includes one on west. Now here we have 10,800 households with 24% owning outright, 40% borrowing and 35% renting. The stress levels for mortgages are around 30%, but for rental stress, 76%. Overall financial stress just below 50%. 73% of houses, there are some units and the types of property there. People ratios 2.34. Vacancy rates 5.4% and the gross investment yield is 4.7%. Net investment yield is just positive 0.8%. The average taxable income is 79,800 from the ATO and 95,000 from the census, which suggests that households are contributing more than single incomes. And that gives a disposable monthly income around $5,941 a month, with 40.4% going on the mortgage at $2,400 and 34.4% at $2,044 a month going on the typical rent. Looking at the scenarios, the best case scenario are significant rises over the next 3 years, maybe 15% cumulative over 3 years. The worst case is a fall, down 25% over 3 years. The base case is a small rise this year and then a bit of a fall next year and the following year. Okay, the next one is postcode 2042. And 2042, Newtown in the Inner West. And here we have 8,600 households with 15% earning outright, 27% borrowing and 57% renting. The mortgage stress is around 25%, but the rental stress is very high at 88%. Stressed investors 74%. And overall financial stress very high at 77%. Just 9.6% of houses, most of them are units or other types of accommodation. People ratio is quite a lot lower, so that'll include a number of individuals. The vacancy rates at 11% are quite high. Now, of course, the census was done at the time when the fallout from COVID was quite strong, so the student population perhaps will be lower than normal in that area. 3.4% is the gross investment yield. Net investment yield is minus 0.4%. And looking at the ATO data, $98,000 from the ATO and $121,000 from the household census. And that gives a disposable monthly income of around $7,025 a month, of which 51% is going on the typical mortgage at $3,600 and 38.3%, $2,691 a month, going on the typical rent. Looking at the scenarios, in the best case scenario, we could see small rises over the next 3 years, so up to 7.6% over 3 years. On the other hand, the worst case scenario is a fall of 33% over 3 years, but the base case are small falls over the next 2 or 3 years. Okay, the next one is 4215. And this is Labrador in the district of Brisbane and Moreton. And it's in the SA3 of South Port up in Queensland, in other words, the Gold Coast. And here We have 25,000 households, of which 21% own outright, 23% are borrowing, and 55% are renting. The mortgage stress is relatively low at 27%, but the rental stress is very high at 83%. Stress investors are also registering there at 42% and overall financial stress at 61%. Now, looking at the property mix, just 22% are houses. Most of them are units or other types of accommodation. People ratio is lower, so that would suggest some single person families. And also the vacancy rates are quite high. That could well be, of course, to do with holiday accommodation and second homes. 4.6% is the gross investment yield and 0.4% is the net investment yield. Looking at the average taxable income, $67,000 from the ATO and $64,000 from the census. And that gives a disposable monthly of about $4,359 a month, with 42.9% going on the typical mortgage, $1,872, and 45.7% going on the typical rent at $1,993. And looking at the price scenarios, the best case would be a cumulative rise of 14.2% over 3 years, with 5.1% this year. The worst case, a fall of 26% over 3 years. And the base case, small falls over the next 3 years. So this now request is looking at postcode, firstly, 3690. And I'll try and keep calm and carry on as I do this. So this is West Wodonga in the Alpine area, of course, in the area of Hume. 14,600 are the households, 27% own outright, 36% are borrowing and 36% are renting. Mortgage stress is high at 60%. Rental stress is even higher at 75%. Overall financial stress is 53%. A lot of houses here, some other types of property too. The vacancy rate at 6.5% is relatively high, but of course that could be some holiday accommodation. And the people ratio is 2.21%. Gross investment yield is 3.2% versus net investment yield of minus 0.8%. The gross taxable was 68,052 from the ATO and 72,800 from the census. That gives a disposable monthly of about 4,868, with 34.1% going on the typical mortgage, 1662, and 29.2%, 1420, going on the typical rent. Scenarios would suggest that in the best case, there's a very small rise over 3 years. The worst case, a more significant fall. The base case, a fall over the next 3 years, as well as this coming year. Now, you also asked about 2640. And this is West Albury. And here you can see that there are 16,400 households, 28% own outright, 37% are borrowing, and 33% are renting. Mortgage stress is at 34.7%. The rental stress is at 84%. And overall financial stress at 48%. 81% are houses, some units as well. People ratio is 2.16%. And vacancy rates are 8.4%. That could include, again, some holiday homes and Airbnb. Looking at the gross investment yield, 3.4%. But the net investment yield is minus 0.2%. Average taxable is $77,000 from the ATO, $81,000 from the census. That gives a disposable monthly of $5,200, with 34.9% going on the typical mortgage at $1,820 and 26.7% going on the typical rent at $1,395. Looking at the scenarios, in the best case scenario, we could see property rises of about 12% over the next 3 years. The worst case scenario is a fall, quite significant fall, and even small falls in our base case scenario. Right, the next one I've been asked for is postcode 6030. And that is Merriwa in the district of Curtin, obviously over in Perth. Here we have 15,200 households with 15.8% owning outright, 58.4% are borrowing, and 25.9% are renting. Stress is higher, 89.6% for mortgages, 85.7% for rental stress. Overall financial stress is 80%. 89.2% of houses, some units. People ratio is quite high at 2.45%. That suggests some families. And the vacancy rate, 7%. Gross investment yield is 4.1%. Net investment yield is positive, 0.3%. The average taxable income from the ATO was $78,755, and from the census, $94,896. That gives a disposable monthly of $5,425, with 39.8% going on the typical mortgage, $2,160, and 32.3%, or $1,754, going on the typical rent. And looking at the scenarios, the best case scenario would be a rise of 13% over 3 years, with 4.9% this year. The worst case, a fall of 28%. The base case, small falls over the next 3 years. Okay, the next postcode is 2137. The next postcode is 2137 in the area of Strathfield. And specific location is Cabarita. Counts 10,800, with 34% owning outright, 31% borrowing, 33% renting. 30% are in mortgage stress, but 94% are in rental stress. We've got a lot of stressed investors there too. So overall financial stress is quite high at 60%. 43% of houses, quite a few units there too. The people ratio is 2.37%, and the vacancy rate is 8.1%. Gross investment yield is 3.5%. The net investment yield is minus 0.1%. Taxable income from the ATO is 105,000, and from the census, $123,600. And that gives a disposable monthly of around $7,200, with 49.9% or $3,600 going on the typical mortgage, and 38.7% or $2,791 going on the typical rent. Looking at the scenarios, the best case scenario would be a small rise over 3 years, 6% cumulative, 1.8% this year. The worst case will be a more considerable fall, down 34%. And the base case, a small fall of 4% over the next 12 months, but more decent falls over the next couple of years, giving 13.6% cumulative over those 3 years. Here's a request for postcode 4670. And thank you very much for your comments. And yes, I'd like to share the information that I produce. So this is Millbank in Queensland. And of course, it's in the Bundaberg area in Wide Bay. So this is 34,700 households with 36.6% earning outright, 32% borrowing and 30% are renting. We have 29.5% in mortgage stress and 76% in rental stress. Overall financial stress at 38%. 83.5% of houses, some units there. People ratio is above 2 at 2.18. Vacancy rate's 8.4%. Could include some holiday homes, I suggest. Gross investment yield's 4.6%. Net investment yield is positive, 0.8%. The ATO reported a taxable income of $70,800 and household census at 62,000. And the disposal monthly income at 3949, which means that around 39.5% or 1560 is going on the typical monthly mortgage payment, and 36% or 1420 going on the typical rent. Okay, and this is going to be the last one for the first tranche of information. Postcode 3174. And this is Noble Park in Melbourne. And here we have 14,500 households, 27% own outright, 34% are borrowing, 38% are renting. Around half are in mortgage stress and 82% are in rental stress. Overall financial stress is above 55%. We have 69% of houses. We have quite a lot of units on the house property there too. The people ratio is quite high, 2.51. So that's more families rather than individuals. The vacancy rate, 7.4%. Gross investment yield is 3.1%. Net investment yield is down, minus 1.0%. Average taxable from the ATO is 58,900 and from the census, 72,400. So that indicates multiple incomes going to pay the mortgage, of course. Disposable monthly income, therefore, 4,786, with 42.2% going on the typical mortgage payment of just over $2,000 and the typical rent at 35.5%, $1,700 a month. And looking at the scenarios, in the best case scenario, very small cumulative rise of 0.8% over 3 years. The worst case scenario, considerable falls, and even the base case shows some falls over the next 3 years. And you also asked for postcode 3012, and 3012 is West Footscray. And here we have about 11,100 households, 17% are outright, 40% are borrowing, 42% are renting, 66% are mortgage stressed, 72% are rental stressed, and overall financial stress is more than 62%. 55% of houses, quite a few units and other types of property in the area. The people ratio is 2.15%. Vacancy rate is extremely high, maybe because of the lack of students when the census was taken. 2.9% is the gross investment yield. Net investment yield is minus 0.8%. Average taxable income is $77,400 from the ATO and $103,000 from the household census. That gives a disposable monthly income around $6,800, with 36.8% going on the typical mortgage, 2520, and 26.9% at 1843 going on the typical rent. And looking at the scenarios, even the best case scenario, we're looking at falls over 3 years. Worst case scenario, more considerable falls. And of course, the base case, a fall of 19.6% over 3 years and 5.6% this coming 12 months. So there you have it. That's my first batch of requests for postcode data. I'll perhaps do another batch either before or after the live show, depending on how I go. But I hope you found that useful. And check out our live show tomorrow at 8 p.m. Sydney for more specific information on postcodes. And I'll look forward to seeing you then. And for those who left postcode comments in the chat, I will get to them either on the live show or in a following recorded show if I don't cover it in the live show. Thanks once again for your support. Please like and share this post, and I look forward to seeing you in our next show. This is Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, signing off. Cheerio.